following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine Home of Holy Love Ministries from Friday, September 2nd through Thursday, September 8th, 2022. September 2nd, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, the depth of your love for me determines the depth of your holy courage in the face of difficulties in the world. Understand your courage is challenged over and over in many ways and circumstances in everyday life. You will have peaceful courage as long as your heart embraces holy love. No soul goes through life without his peace being challenged daily. You can face these challenges by trusting in my holy and divine will for you. You will never be tested beyond your capacity to trust in my will. What seems incomprehensible now is dealt with in trust if you truly love me." A note is given to read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 4 through 6. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. September 3rd, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Spiritual fortitude is a rarity these days. The world is winning out in many arenas of spiritual battles. It requires a strong resolve to maintain a firm faith these days. Most people do not notice where their faith is. Is it strong or weak in the midst of the crisis of faith these days? Fortitude does not come into play unless the soul recognizes the battle between good and evil. You cannot win a war unless you engage in battle. Once the war is recognized, fortitude is the weapon against weakness. Pray for the spiritual enlightenment of all souls, so that they recognize the enemy of spiritual fortitude and engage this enemy in battle." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 18. "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Holy Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints." scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. September 4th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "The way to deeper holiness is the way of selflessness. Selfishness is the greatest obstacle to coming deeper into my divine will, my paternal heart. The best sacrifice is the one that does not take into account cost to self. When you contemplate my son's passion and death, you can find no inclination towards concern for his personal cost. All was given for the salvation of souls. This is how the saints lived. Selflessness takes you deeper into meditation and prayer. It is the gateway to sanctification. Self-concern is like a fog that settles over the heart, clouding the path of truth and holiness. Place self-concerns last as you contemplate your day, its problems, and its possible victories. I will lift you high above worldly solutions and worldly affections." A note is given to read Philippians chapter 2, 1 through 4. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any incentive of love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfishness or conceit, but in humility count others better than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. September 5th, 2022, Labor Day. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, today as we celebrate all labor efforts, celebrate as well all efforts in spiritual strength. This is the effort that carries you into eternity. Pray that more people realize that their spiritual efforts are what sways their judgment towards their salvation in the end. It is their spiritual effort which pleases me." A note is given to read Philippians chapter 4, 1 through 7. "Therefore, my brethren, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in this way in the Lord, my beloved. I entreat Euodia, and I entreat Syntyche to agree in the Lord. And I also ask you, who are a true co-worker, help these women, for they have labored side by side with me in the gospel, together with Clement and the rest of my fellow workers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let all men know your forbearance. The Lord is at hand. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. September 6th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "O Saint Michael the Archangel, pierce the heart of the world with your sword of truth. help the world to see the fallacy of propaganda, which is fed to the public, starving for truth. Children, pray this prayer daily for the misguided children of mine who do not differentiate between the truth and Satan's lies. In so doing, we may help many to see what is true in the news media and what is only propaganda. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 17. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. September 7th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, today I invite you to see that all your acts of charity, all the holy love in your heart, is stored up by me, your Papa God, as though in a safety deposit box. At the moment of your judgment, together we make a withdrawal. Some souls have substantial savings to draw upon and see them into eternity. Others, sadly, have but a scant amount, some even none, and their eternity reflects their neglect in the next life. Some spend their earthly existence engrossed in saving up worldly assets, which are of no account in the hereafter. My remnant realize their responsibility towards their own eternity and work diligently, living in holy love. Holy love is your most secure IRA, trust fund, or inheritance you can invest in for your sake or for the sake of all your family. The holy love in your own heart draws down upon your family many protections, revelations, and merits they would be otherwise undeserving. A note is given to read Philippians chapter 4, 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let all men know your forbearance. The Lord is at hand. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. September 8th, 2022, the liturgical feast of the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, realize each present moment is a grace and a test of your response to graces given. That is what life on earth is all about. No one lives on earth apart from the present moment. Your salvation is in the present moment, not in what you did in the past or what you may do in the future. I speak thus to ward off fears about the past or the future. The most important times of your life are now and at the moment of your death. Live accordingly. A note is given to read Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 10. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap, if we do not lose heart. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.